You have a question for me, I have a question for you. Are you a mocker?
No.
Okay.
I'm not a mocker.
My name's Tupos. What's your name?
I'm Andrea. Andrea.
Are you married?
Yes.
Where's your husband? He doesn't want to talk. He's not a believer. And you are a believer?
Yeah, I go to church.
Okay.
On every Sunday. But
can I ask what one? That will help me.
I go to St. John's.
St. John's. Is that Catholic?
It's non-denominational.
Oh, it's a non-denominational. Okay. All right. That helps me.
So, my question, I guess, is, my daughter's with him, but she's 10 years old and has had 10 heart surgeries already, and now on chemotherapy and kidney disease and all these things. So, how does that seem fair?
You're saying, how does that seem fair that a loving God would allow a small child? Well, here's the answer to that. It's a one-word answer. Ready? Sin.
And she's never sinned.
Hold, no, hold on. Not her sin. Let me finish. So what happened when Adam and Eve sinned? Do you remember? And God, one sin, put them out of the garden, right? And what did God say would happen to the earth after that?
Right.
Cursed. Thorns. Man's got to work and sweat. So your daughter and me and you and my wife and my brother and that man, everybody is also under that curse of the first sin. That's why there's cancer, because man rebelled and went his own way. Have you rebelled against God and gone your own way at times? Yeah, I have, he has, my wife has. But we today, we don't live in sin, we follow Christ. So the earth is cursed, but you know what the good news is? That's why maybe you heard me preaching. Jesus didn't die on a cross. Everybody teaches that. That's Roman Catholic doctrine. Go look up the word cross in the Bible. The Greek word is storos. It means a stake or a tree. You know why it's important that he died on a tree? In Deuteronomy, and Paul in Galatians 3:13 says that anyone who dies on a tree is cursed. That's what the Bible says. And it says Jesus was cursed for us. So Jesus went and died and shed his blood and died on a tree to break the curse, so that anyone who will repent and put their faith in him, and your daughter's going to have the chance to do that when she comes of age. Nobody knows when that is per person, but it depends upon. I believe small children aren't held accountable until they come of age. And so she can have a chance to come and have that curse broken in her life. Doesn't mean she won't still have sickness. Because the Bible says in this life you'll have many trials. Because let me share something with you quickly. Your daughter could get to be 16. And let's say she becomes 16 and she goes, I want to serve Jesus. She repents. She's born again by the Spirit of God. And she's following him in spirit and truth. And she has to endure to the end. That's the gospel. Not go to church. Not get water baptized. Holiness and obedience are the fruit that you're following him. And you know what? At 16, ready? She could have a lot of worldly temptations, right? I was 16 once. Guess what? If God never takes her cancer and her health issues away, do you think there's a chance that that cancer and those health issues could cause fear of God and cause her to always draw closer to God rather than if he heals her? And what happened to the man that Jesus healed? And he kind of went on his way, la-da-da-da-da. And Jesus found him in a temple later and said, you better stop sinning or something worse is going to happen to you. So God allows sin, because if he didn't, you'd be dead. And I'd be dead. But he also has grace and mercy to overcome all obstacles. And so that would be the answer by that gospel. The world is cursed because of sin. We must rebel against Satan's kingdom, come out of all sin. And your daughter and all of us have hope if we follow Jesus. I would warn you about your man-made religious system. There's points on the back of the gospel card. And then there's a 10-point test on our website for free. We don't take people's money. They're teaching you things like Christmas and Easter and Good Friday. Those are Roman Catholic handed down. They're teaching you how to be in the world and of the world and not be holy and set apart for Christ. Did Jesus ever take a vacation to go have fun in the Roman games? No. So they're teaching you a lot of false things, and our 10-point test would show you that. And, your husband's right there. If he ever wanted to talk, I'm here for him. So, okay? All right, we love you. Thank you for coming by. Thank you for honoring that question, because I get a lot of mockers. So I like to ask the question. I know. I like to ask that question because then people show they're a mocker, and I can't help a mocker. I can't help drunk people. I can only help people that have prothumia. You know what prothumia is? Acts 17, a readiness of mind to hear the word of God. Check out our website. We'd love to help you. Can I give you a gospel card, sir? Take a gospel card. Let us know how we can help you. We love our neighbor. God be praised.